On today's A Moment of Science, we're going to play a game called What If, where I pose a hypothetical situation and Yael responds to it. Ready?
Hit me.
So, Yael, what if you were a pediatrician and you were examining a really, really fat kid? I'm talking clearly obese.
Go on.
Would you call the kid obese to him and his parents' face? Or would you use some other gentler term like overweight or heavy?
That is a conundrum. I mean, even if the kid is clearly obese, it would seem kind of mean to just put that out there, you know? Being obese is such a stigma that using the term might alienate the patient or offend him or his parents.
That might be true, but a report released by a committee of medical experts recommends health institutions and doctors should use the term obese.
But why? Don't really fat kids and adults know that they're obese? What's the point of shoving it right in their face?
Well, first, there's the notion that avoiding the word obese kind of lets doctors and patients off the hook. Obesity is a scientific term used to describe a specific medical condition and should be used when appropriate. This doesn't mean that doctors should use the term in every case, but calling someone overweight or at risk for being obese doesn't really get at the seriousness of the problem for patients that really are obese.
I suppose. But if I were a pediatrician, I think I'd want to do everything I could to avoid labeling people, and especially kids, with such a stigmatizing term.
I see your point, but I also see the committee's point. In any case, it's worth thinking about.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Lloyd Colby in Applied Health Science. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.